We are getting reports of a partial deadlock among jurors in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. WGN News Director Ryan Burrows here with the latest. Ryan, what's happening at the federal courthouse?
Well, we're learning right now that the jurors who've been on this case since the fall are in agreement on 17 of the 29 counts against former House Speaker Mike Madigan and his longtime confidant Michael McLean. However, they are deadlocked on 12 counts, and the jury has told the judge that the impasse on those 12 counts cannot be overcome. We don't know specifically which counts they're talking about at this point. Now, Judge Bakey asked both sides and the defense team and the prosecution to discuss some kind of response to the jury. Basically, how can they advise the jury on moving forward with these 12 counts without pressuring them to just give up altogether? The judge also pointed out to the defense and prosecution, without the jury present at this point, that they could take the verdicts on the 17 counts they've agreed to, let the dust settle for a time, and then the prosecution can decide if it's worth trying again on those 12 other counts. Now, it sounds as though the jury will be instructed and has been instructed that they can give a partial verdict. They just sent that back to the jury. This has obviously been a complicated case. It looks like there won't be a clean result here, Bob, on day 11 of jury deliberations. WGN is in the courtroom. No mics or cameras allowed, so this information is kind of slowly trickling out to us.
Right, and these jurors have been seated since mid-October. WGN's Ryan Burrow there with the latest on the Madigan trial. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's been found guilty on several counts in his federal trial. WGN's Kevin Wells joins us live with a rundown.
Madigan faced 23 total counts. He's guilty on 10 of them. Bob, bribery, conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. A no decision was accepted by the judge when it came to the racketeering charges that he faced. All of the ComEd bribery counts he was found guilty of. Now, attorney and legal analyst Joe Roddy joined WGN just moments ago. He said jurors saw right through Madigan's effort to downplay some of these charges when he took the stand.
The argument was put forth that this was really just politics and this was how it's been done for a long time. The jury said, no, it's not. It's a crime. And they were pretty resounding in their determination as to the ComEd counts. These are similar to what four other people were convicted of, including Mr. McLean.
29 total counts were gone over during the four-month trial, Bob. The jury was split on every count that Michael McLean faced. A no verdict was read for all six of his counts, and six counts that Madigan faced. He got a no verdict in, so guilty on 10, a no decision on 6, and not guilty on the others.
And we might know what the maximum sentence for Madigan could be?
A couple of these wire fraud counts 8 through 10, each carry a sentence of 20 years. Some of the bribery ones carry 10 years in total. You're looking at a maximum sentence of 115 years if you do add up the maximum sentence of each count. Obviously, we haven't gotten a sentencing yet. The judge will make that decision.
Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's been found guilty on 10 of the 23 criminal counts he faced in his federal corruption trial. He's been found guilty on some counts of bribery, conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, Morris Pasquale, just spoke to the media.
The citizens of Illinois have a right to honest, clean government. They have a right to have the decisions of their elected officials made based on what is good for the public. They have a right to trust and expect that from their public officials.
And the jury returned a no verdict ruling on all six counts Michael McLean was facing. Federal prosecutors are crediting the testimony and work of former Chicago City Alderman Danny Solis for today's conviction of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Solis wore a wire for the federal government, which was used then to prosecute Illinois' most powerful state legislator. Acting U.S. Attorney Morris Pasquale also credited his team's response when Madigan testified.
We feel like the cross-examination of the defendant was effective, and I'll leave it at that.
Madigan will now be sentenced and faces decades behind bars for his 10 convictions.
Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan received a mixed verdict today after a four-month-long corruption trial. WGN's Lauren Lapka joins us now. So the jury had to reach a verdict on 23 counts. They didn't, right? Can you sum up what happened?
Yes. So Madigan was found guilty on 10 counts, acquitted on 7, and the jury was deadlocked on 6 counts. He was found guilty of bribery and fraud, but the jury was deadlocked on perhaps one of the biggest counts or charges, which was racketeering. And this was the 11th day of jury deliberations. Throughout deliberations, the jury sent plenty of notes, some that included questions that impressed the judge, showing that they were taking their job very seriously. And one juror spoke to reporters after the verdict today.
It just took us a little moment to get on the same page with their perspective of the language and the instructions. That was it. and whether or not the evidence was ever presented and whether it was there or not.
So it was shortly before 11 that the jury sent a note to the judge today saying that they couldn't come to an agreement on all the counts and they didn't believe that the impasse would be overcome. And the juror who just spoke weighed in on that, too.
Was it multiple jurors that held out on some of these counts, or was it one or two that were tough to convince?
It was two.
Two.
Were you one of them?
So pretty funny there.
He's going to regret that, I think.
He might.
But, you know, it's interesting because yesterday, late in the afternoon, we said the jury said they'd done all they could mm-hmm. do today and wanted to start fresh tomorrow. They probably at that time. Yeah. Knew they were going to come just dot some I's and cross some T's.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were probably already deadlocked on the same things and were already trying to see if they could, you know, reach a verdict on those items.
Now, he wasn't the only one on trial, right?
Yeah, so I should mention, Madigan's co-defendant was found either not guilty on some charges and the others that the jury was deadlocked on. That's Michael McClain.
Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan was found guilty today on 10 of the 23 criminal counts against him. The jury returned guilty verdicts on counts of bribery, conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud, but they returned a no verdict as well on many cases. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Northern District, Morris Pasquale, says that the former speaker exploited his public position.
Seeking and accepting bribes from ComEd in a scheme involving $1.3 million in no-show work in order to put money in the pockets of Madigan's political allies.
The jury did not return a verdict in any of the counts against Michael McClain, as he was being tried alongside the former speaker. Now comes the reaction. The Illinois Republican Party is weighing in on the partial guilty verdict of former House Speaker Michael Madigan. WGN's Lauren Lapka joins us, and the GOP released the statement, right, but also some Republicans are speaking?
Yeah, so in their statement, the Illinois GOP said, quote, Mike Madigan, the longtime leader of the Illinois Democrat Party, now faces accountability from decades of fleecing Illinois taxpayers. Most Democrat elected officials will pretend today that they condemn Madigan, but their history proves otherwise. While we have a long way to go to recover from more than half a century of Madigan's corruption, today is a great day for the people of Illinois, end quote. Now, Minority House Leader Tony McCombie said this afternoon that Democrats have had several chances for ethics reform but haven't acted.
Instead of seizing that opportunity to implement real oversight and accountability, the majority party has allowed the status quo of corruption and insider politics to continue.
She said House Republicans are committed to fighting for robust reforms.
Okay, so in fairness, we should point out that whilst Madigan was the speaker and controlled the House for 50 years or so, mm-hmm. there were several Republican governors during that time as well. So power was split in the state.
Yes.
And so Madigan, it was not a complete verdict, right? What do we have?
So he was found guilty of bribery, conspiracy, and wire fraud, but the jury was deadlocked on that racketeering charge.
All right, WGN's Lauren Lapka there. Snow comes down. Former Speaker Michael Madigan was convicted today, and the conviction is the latest in a long line of Illinois politicians going to prison. Congressman Mike Quigley, a fellow Democrat who serves the 5th District, told WGN's John Williams the public's trust is eroded with each political conviction.
The real cost of corruption is the loss of the public's trust. It's hard enough to make the tough calls you make in government, in anything you do, but it's much tougher if the public doesn't trust the process.
Four of Illinois' past 10 governors has gone to prison. 31 aldermen have been convicted of corruption since 1973.